This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Andy Euler, he covers energy for us. He got an email last night from something known as ERCOT, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, the power grid operator down there. Said email was asking Mr. Euler and other Texans and Texas businesses to voluntarily conserve electricity today, Monday, between 2 and 8 p.m., which is to say the hottest time of the day in the middle of a heat wave. One would be forgiven here for asking, what is up with the Texas grid anyway, especially after all those terrible outages last year and the fixes that were promised? Here's Andy with an update.
It is hot here in Texas. Triple-digit highs in much of the state have folks running their AC.
Demand today is going to be driven by residential air conditioning.
Joshua Rhodes is a research associate at the University of Texas.
That's going to be the biggest load on the system, is everyone's homes, individual air conditioners adding up to a massive amount of electricity demand.
He says that's why ERCOT sent out those emails asking people to use less. Doug Lewin is president of Stoic Energy. He says those emails highlight a problem with the way ERCOT runs the grid. What's needed, he says, is demand flexibility.
In our system right now, unfortunately, what we have is a system where the grid operator puts out, and I'm using their word, an appeal, a conservation appeal with a capital C and a capital A, like, pretty please, we're appealing to you to turn down your thermostat.
And ERCOT might even get the opposite reaction from some folks who went days without power during the winter storm in February of last year, says Caitlin Smith at Jupiter Power.
A lot of consumers had this very terrible experience, and I think you even run the risk of people are saying, no, we don't want to help you, right? I think that's a risk you run right now.
Now, some cities and electricity providers in Texas pay customers to use less. Austin Energy gives me, for instance, rebate incentives to minimize how much AC I use this summer in times of peak demand. But that's not true everywhere.
In most of the rest of the state, we don't.
Daniel Cohan teaches environmental engineering at Rice University in Houston.
Most of us are paying fixed rates for electricity where we don't have the financial incentive to shift when we use power.
He says another problem facing Texas right now is that a lot of power is being generated far from where it's being consumed. We need more infrastructure, he says, to get power from solar plants in West Texas and wind farms in South Texas to homes hundreds of miles away in Houston and Dallas. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.